in this political campaign season, our colleague writers at Slate are actually reading the books written by the presidential candidates. Today, Slate's Chris Sullentrop has a browser's guide to the new book, Four Trials, by North Carolina Democratic Senator John Edwards.
Four Trials is a lot like Edwards' presidential campaign appearances. On the plus side, it's affecting, if a little bit corny, and in parts, it's enthralling. But it's also thin on policy, focused on a past that bears little relation to the candidate's merits, and filled with eye-rolling pay-ins to the virtues and dignity of regular people. And like the Edwards campaign, it's headed for the remainder bin before you know it. Edwards is a former trial lawyer, and the book is organized around four narratives about depositions, cross-examinations, and closing arguments, all fairly well-written and not uninteresting. But what's really new here is Edwards' willingness to talk about his son Wade, who died in a 1996 car accident at the age of 16. Edwards is said to refuse all media questions about Wade, and as far as I know, he never mentions him on the campaign trail. Wade's death is the real trial that underpins the entire book. Wade shows up as early as page 14, where Edwards mentions his birth in 1979. We later learn that Edwards and his wife Elizabeth, quote, have vacationed without our kids only once, a 3-day trip to Charleston when Wade was 13 months old. Slightly more than midway through the book, Edwards devotes two paragraphs to a description of Wade. At 10 years old, he was, quote, already a fine writer, a nut for the UNC Tar Heels basketball team, and forever asking me questions about the cases I was working on. He was far and away the most fastidious Edwards in the household, and the first among us to master a computer. Wade had a calmness. It was something more than the level-headedness I had. There was a bit of a preacher's composure in my son. The actual account of Wade's death and its immediate aftermath is very short, not even two full pages. But you see it coming pages before, when Edwards writes, "How could I not be an optimist, and how could I not be happy? My days were so often full of activity aimed at something I knew to be good. I was stubborn, for I thought that with enough work, study, imagination, honesty, and sure goodwill, you could make anything and everything better. Of course, I learned that some things can never be made better. Some things can never become right again." On April 4, 1996, a strong wind blows Wade's Jeep Grand Cherokee off I-40 East on the way to the Edwards family beach house on the Carolina coast. The passenger lives, but Wade doesn't. "Nothing in my life," writes Edwards, "has ever hit me and stripped everything away like my son's death. That moment, those days, belong to our family." In the book's afterword, Edwards seems compelled to explain why he broached the subject he avoids on the campaign trail. "As much as anyone is," he writes, "as much as my other children, Kate, Emma Claire, and Jack, as much as my parents, my grandmother, and my wife, Wade is who I am." He concludes the book, "I have learned two great lessons, that there will always be heartache and struggle, and that people of strong will can make a difference. One is a sad lesson, the other is inspiring. I choose to be inspired."
Chris Sullentrop writes the On the Trail column for Slate.